All right, well, it's time to switch tack now. And on the line, we've got James Sutherland, Golf Australia CEO. Good morning, James.
Morning, Jamie.
Thanks so much for joining us this morning. I wanted to just start off by getting your thoughts on how the dual Australian Open went, how it was received by fans and players. It certainly looked like it was very popular over the weekend.
Yeah, it seems as though, well, for a start, Melbourne's weather was kind to us, which made for a pleasant change. And certainly as a result of that, the crowds came out in their droves. I think as big a crowd as we've had in Australian Open since 2011 when Tiger Woods was playing. So from that perspective, that's one indicator or metric as to the success of it. But as your listeners will know, we played over two courses early in the week, Kingston Heath and Victoria, and then on the weekend of Victoria, and for the first time brought men and women and all abilities golfers together, and had three worthy champions and some great golf. And yeah, it was just a fantastic weekend for Australian golf.
James, you got to see up close first the Cam Smith factor, I suppose you could call it, from last week and this week, even though thankfully he made the cut. But can you sum up what it's like and how it's impacted the fans to have this guy here?
Yeah, I think it's a really interesting observation, Scott. Cam's just, you know, what you see is what you get, and he's one of the great golfers of the world right now. But he draws a crowd, and he doesn't just draw a traditional crowd. He brings younger people and a different demographic to golf. We saw that last week in Brisbane, and again this week. He's a superstar of the game, and I guess Australian sports fans have always been attracted to seeing great talent. But he is a superstar, and he just has this very natural way about him that seems to draw people in.
It was really nice to see him there signing autographs and posing for selfies even after bowing out on Saturday.
He was, Jamie, it's an interesting observation because he was so cross that he couldn't get through to play on the last day. I think he hasn't got his name on the Australian Open trophy, and I think he's desperate to do that. I think he's three-time winner of the PGA Championship, but he hasn't got an Australian Open yet, so he's got to wait till next year. But he is a man of the people, and he definitely appreciates young kids and their love of the game. So it was great to hear him that observation about him responding after a tough day.
Now, James, you've already said the format will continue next year. It's going to Sydney. There's always teething issues with this sort of thing. There was some talk about slow play on the Saturday, and what other things will you be looking at moving forward?
Yeah, I think doing something for the first time and innovating clearly involves change and different scenarios. I mean, we'll do a sort of major review and get feedback from all of the relevant stakeholders. It was no simple task bringing all of the formats together over two courses for the first time. But, as we talked about, it's certainly been very, very successful. I think, the slow play thing, I mean, we're playing on tough courses, one of the tougher courses in the world, and conditions were warm and somewhat difficult, and there's a lot at stake. So things can slow down, but, talking to the match referees and what have you, they didn't seem to have too much of a problem with the play. But we'll speak to all of the relevant experts, get their feedback, and bounce back with an even better tournament next year.
And I gather the men and women, I mean, they down at the Victorian Open at Bowen Heads, they really enjoy actually playing with each other or being the same tournament.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, it's quite remarkable, really. I mean, it's quite common in tennis, with the Grand Slams and all of that. But in golf, there are very, very few occasions during a year where men and women are in the same place at the same time. So, I mean, even you think about Minwoo Lee and Minji Lee, brother and sister, two of Australia's best golfers, they hardly see each other during the course of the year.
And yeah,
for them to be playing in their own national open with their family and friends around them, it's a very special thing for them as a family, but for others, men and women playing together, it's a great opportunity to express support and also to get to know each other a bit better.
And looking at the results, James, obviously Poland's Adrian Meronk took it out for the men's. And it was nice when you read about how he idolised Aussie Adam Scott. Now, whilst it wasn't an Australian that did take it out, is it nice to have that international flavour with the worldwide eyeballs to be watching the tournament?
Yeah, the tournament, the men's tournament, was co-sanctioned with the DP World Tour, the European Tour, and with that co-sanctioning comes broadcasts through their vast global network. So we know that from a DP World Tour point of view, it was a very popular win. It was great to see Australians on the leaderboard and fighting for victory, but unfortunately we didn't see any of them hold it up. But yes, it is it's an attraction for people to come down here and play on world famous courses like Victoria and Kingston Heath, but also to hold a trophy. Both trophies have got some of the greats of the game. Their names are etched on the trophy, and Adrian was very sort of overawed to see his name joining a list of past champions like Jack Nicklaus and other greats, Greg Norman. A very, very special honour for him.
I can imagine you were looking at your phone a bit on Sun yesterday, James, with the cricket app. I mean, your son, Will, was doing some pretty fancy stuff for Victoria.
Yes, I'd have to admit, Scott, I was flicking in between golf scores and cricket scores on a pretty regular basis. But I haven't seen him yet.
Oh, he's celebrating.
They might have had quite well-deserved celebrations last night, but it was a great win from the Vics coming from behind, and also I think more than anything to see young players like Todd Murphy and Campbell Kellaway playing such an important role in the win. I think Will would regard himself as being one of the young ones as well, but certainly a great win for the Vics. Good to see.
Well, we had him on the radio last week. He said, "I'm going to have to be the experienced campaigner in this line."
Oh, that'll be a big step up for him. Yeah.
Well, James, thank you so much for your time this morning, and all the best for the rest of the year.
Pleasure, Jamie. Thank you, and thanks, Scott. Bye.